Stoner's rule yielded the correct series of numbers, 2, 8, 18, 32, for the elements in the rows of the periodic table. But why was the number of electrons in a closed shell twice the value of n, or n squared? Pauli came up with the answer. A fourth quantum number had to be assigned to electrons in atoms. Unlike the other numbers, n, k, and m, Pauli's new number could have only two values. So he called it Zweideutigkeit. It was this two-valuedness that doubled the number of electron states. Where there had previously been a single energy state with a unique set of three quantum numbers, n, k, and m, there were now two energy states, n, k, m, a, and n, k, m, b. These extra states explained the enigmatic splitting of spectral lines of the anomalous Zeeman effect. Then the two-valued fourth quantum number led Pauli to the exclusion principle, one of the great commandments of nature. No two electrons in an atom can have the same set of four quantum numbers. The chemical properties of an element are not determined by the total number of electrons in its atom, but only by the distribution of its valence electrons. If all the electrons in an atom occupied the lowest energy level, then all the elements would have the same chemistry. It was Pauli's exclusion principle that managed the occupancy of the electron shells in Bohr's new atomic model and prevented all of them from gathering in the lowest energy level. The exclusion principle provided the underlying explanation for the arrangement of the elements in the periodic table and the closing of shells with chemically inert rare gases. Yet, despite these successes, Pauli admitted in his paper On the Connection Between the Closing of Electron Groups in Atoms and the Complex Structure of Spectra, published on 21st of March 1925 in Zeitschrift für Physik, we cannot give a more precise reason for this rule. Why four quantum numbers, and not three, were needed to specify the position of electrons in an atom was a mystery. It had been accepted since the seminal work of Bohr and Sommerfeld that an atomic electron in orbital motion around a nucleus moves in three dimensions and therefore requires three quantum numbers for its description. What was the physical basis of Pauli's fourth quantum number? In the late summer of 1925, two Dutch postgraduate students, Samuel Goudsmit and George Uhlenbeck, realized that the property of two-valuedness that Pauli had proposed was not just another quantum number. Unlike the three existing quantum numbers n, k, and m that specify the angular momentum of the electron in its orbit, the shape of that orbit, and its spatial orientation respectively, two-valuedness was an intrinsic property of an electron that Goudsmit and Uhlenbeck called spin. It was an unfortunate choice of name that conjured up images of spinning objects, but electron spin was a purely quantum concept that solved some of the problems still besetting the theory of atomic structure while neatly providing the physical justification of the exclusion principle.